Hi, Eloise Ansell here with Intuition Talks podcast. Henry Ford once said, if you think you can, if you think you can't. Or maybe I'm paraphrasing that. But there's a lot of truth in this, and especially when it comes to our intuition. If we really think that our intuition is really powerful and great and super, then it can be. And if we think it's limited and it's restricted, etc., etc., then that's going to be our reality as well. I was getting my hair cut recently, and as you do, and I was talking to the hairdresser. She was chopping like lots of my hair off. I have quite long hair, and she was kind of chopping through it. And she was like, "It's good you job this doesn't have any use." And I went, "Oh, it does. It helps act as an antennae for your intuition." And she went, "I've heard that before. And do you know what? I believe that." We ended up in this random conversation about intuition. And, you know, it's like, she was like, "Well, you know, immediately, as soon as I say I do intuitive stuff for a living, she jumps to that I must be gifted." And I was like, in that moment, I'm like, "Well, no, not really. I've just done my 10,000 hours like we were talking about the other week." Now, the thing is, that's what people expect and assume and everything, is that if you do something like this, then you have some special magic power. But I wholeheartedly believe that we're all intuitive. I've proved it time and time again in class. I take people through, you know, changing their beliefs about what they think is possible for them, and changing the, you know, giving them like a set of circumstances and giving them a tool that they can use to kind of start to tap into that. And then what they can do, even after just a couple of days of me, blows them away. Some of them, they get scared off, let's be honest. You know, they're suddenly doing things that in their mind's eye is impossible. And yet they've just done it. They've tuned into something that in their mind isn't normal. And, you know, it is possible. Everybody is intuitive. Absolutely everyone, even you. But we need to believe that we can do this. And that belief and that trust in our intuition only comes with time. We need to be using it a lot. Now, I'm kind of lucky in a way that I've stumbled into a career where I use my intuition every single day. And it's still evolving, it's still changing, it's still, my relationship with it is still growing, and there's still layers and depths to explore. And yet, I just trust it now, because I can't not. Like, my whole livelihood sits on it, so there's no pressure at all. But, but it's, the fact that I trust it means that I trust it. I know I talk about this a lot, but you can't say it too many times. Sometimes you need to hear something 18 times before it sinks in. But we need to make the space for the intuition. We need to give it an ear. We need to explore it, and we need to work with it over time for it to develop. There is sometimes no quick fixes. Yeah, we can do an exercise like I take people through, and they go, "Oh, wow, I can do this." And then the doubts come in and they don't try and do it again because they don't think they'll be able to do it again. The pressure is on them. And that is one of the things I talk a lot about, is take the pressure off. Now, it gets to a point where you, like, you know, the fact that I'm using my intuition for a living, you know, to some people that would feel quite pressured, but it really doesn't. I've just come to this place of peace with it where it's like, well, you know, it comes up when it needs to, and sometimes at the funniest times. I met two people the other day, two guys, and they were saying, "Oh, we used to work together," and they didn't really give any more information. I'm like, what were you doing? Selling stuff on the beach? You know, I was just joking. And one of them went, "I do sell stuff on the beach." I'm like, "Oh, sorry." It's just like I immediately had started tuning into him and hadn't even worked out. I was like, and he was like looking shocked at me and like, "Why the hell would you say that?" And I'm like, "Well, it's kind of what I do for a living, you know." So it's just like, it does seep into other ways. It's quite fun. But You know, I just trust it. And like in other times, I'll make jokes and my intuition isn't bubbling up. But it's not like I'm going to turn my intuition on now and work out what this man does for a living. You know, that wasn't my intent at all. I was just having fun, having a glass of wine at a party, and that occurred. And that's the little gems that come up quite often. And people look at me oddly and go, how do you know that? And it's like, well, that's what I do, you know. But my intuition isn't on 100%. Like, everything that comes out of my mouth isn't a gem, as you probably gather listening to these podcasts. But through talking, the gems come out. And this is the exploration. This is the way things kind of move through us, and how the intuition forms and works as we kind of get this relationship going with it, and we develop it and we play with it. But fundamentally, it comes down to the belief of whether we think we can do it or not. And I've proven to myself over the years that I can. So how can you prove to yourself that you can? You know, the only way of proving your intuition is just to use it and trust it 100% from the get-go. And just keep working it from that place. And just explore the intuition from there. Believe that you have outstanding intuition, because I know you do. You just need the time and maybe some skills, you know. Take some classes on intuition, explore it, go through some trainings with it, because it will just help to uncover some of the beliefs you might be holding that are holding you back. Get some healing on it. Sign up to my 11 Keys to Upgrade Your Intuition course. Something like that, even if it's small little bite-sized stuff, can really help you to move through things. But the belief has to be there, and the belief has to be explored and worked through. And that's, you know, going to take time. For some people, you may go, yes, my intuition is fantastic, and be in that solid belief and believe you can rely on it. And if you're in the other pot and you go, oh, it's really washy, I don't believe that, because you're listening to this podcast for a reason. You want to explore it. You want to make friends with it. And if you're at all drawn to listen to me waffle on, there must be some intuition in your system. I know there is. So make friends with it. Play with it. Explore it. Go for walks in nature. Journal. Do anything that for you kind of taps into that creative state, into that exploration of self, because you may uncover the beliefs and the blocks and things that are holding you back from knowing that you can. Knowing deep down, you all know, we all know that we have intuition. It's there. We've just kind of forgotten about it and neglected it, partly because if you have an intuitive edge, people think you're a witch or something like that, or you're some gifted person and put you on a pedestal. Most of us don't like that. So it's an odd fish. Anyway, have a great week, and I will speak to you soon. Explore your intuition, make friends with it, and believe you can. Lots of love. Bye.